We now return you to Drew Garabo Live.
Drew Garabo Live. Boom. All right, before we run through some stories, we'll present to you What's Good with Garabo. This young lady messaged me this morning on Facebook, and it was, if it's just like a, hey, love the show, I don't feel the need to call that to your attention. Seems rather self-congratulatory, etc. But in the case like this, what this young lady shared with me, I thought might inspire a few of you when you really need it on a Monday. I know it inspired me and filled me with gratitude and pride. And it is the subject of today's What's Good with Garabo.
And now, What's Good with Garabo.
So I'll read to you the message I received first from Natasha. Hit me up right as I was on my way to the gym, right as I was fighting through that Monday, man, do I really want to go to the gym? But then I thought of all the food that I ate when I was at the Chase Club.
Muddy Bears.
Muddy Bears and sushi and everything. So I felt so bad about it that I had to go to the gym. And right before I go to the gym, I get this message. Hey, Drew, just wanted to give you a thank you. A while ago, you were talking about working out and getting healthy. Not for anyone else, but yourself, to keep up with your son. Well, it hit me and hit home with me, and it got my ass in gear. You were one of the few people who motivated me to get moving. Ready for this? I have lost 139 pounds in just over a year, and I have not stopped moving since. Just eating better and keeping active so I can stick around longer for my three kiddos. Extra bonus is I can fit on rides now. So again, thank you. I know you probably get a lot of this, but you motivating me in the simplest of ways changed my life big time. Have a great day. Joining us right now on the phone is this sexy young lady named Natasha. Hi, Natasha.
Hi, Drew. How are you?
I'm very well. What a wonderful thing that you shared with me. I want to thank you very much for that, Natasha. That was super sweet of you.
Oh, I want to thank you. I really appreciate, even like the smallest thing that you say on the radio, it made a big impact on my life, and not just my life, but my husband's, my family, my friends, in the best way possible. And I really do appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you. How in the world do you lose 139 pounds?
It's simple as getting up and moving and just not eating, the junk that I used to. It's that simple. I don't really have any other way around it, but opposed to, the first month I got up and just simply walked 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes after I had dinner, and just putting better food in my body.
What were you, if you don't mind me putting the details of this journey of yours on the radio, what was your weight when you started?
I was 346 pounds.
And what are you at right now?
I'm at 206 right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is unbelievable. And probably a lot of people, Natasha, when they're at 340, they probably think it's hopeless. They probably think there's just no way that I can get myself to a reasonable weight. How do you fight through that and find the strength to stick with it?
See, I was like that for a long time. I mean, I've had heart problems since I was 24. I don't want to say I have a bad heart because I don't, because it's really pushed me and held on with me for so long. It's basically just when you had enough, you had enough. And I was to the point that when my doctor told me, hey, look, you're pre-diabetic, there's a good chance you're not going to live to see your kids graduate. And I was like, I can't do this. And when I was in the car and I was really down, I heard what you said. I was like, man, I just got to get up and move. That's all I can do. And that's pretty much all I did. And I'm here now, and I'm not stopping anytime soon. That's for sure.
Good for you. We're speaking with Natasha, tremendous weight loss journey that she's been on.
Natasha, so when times were tough, when you were in the midst of losing all your weight, would you think of Drew's face and that would kind of push you to lose more?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, definitely. That was definitely encouragement in many sense of the words. It was definitely there. Pushed me right through, I promise.
And your Facebook photos, which I do look at, you've been on quite the journey. You look amazing right now, and I know you still feel like you have room to go, but what you've done so far, Natasha, has been absolutely incredible. You should be so proud of yourself.
Thank you. I definitely am, especially when, like, little – I mean, it's not just the scale that's moving, but it's my husband being able to put his arms around me comfortably, and my kids, I can chase them, like my daughter – I jog and I kick her butt now, and she tells me to slow down. So that's a win on its own.
Right.
So
that is so awesome. Our own Micah Rotunda has been on an incredible journey. Micah, tell her a little bit about how much weight you lost, and you basically lost another person.
Yes. Well, Natasha, I have to say this is my first official Monday, and you just made me cry, so congratulations.
Oh, no. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Tears of true inspiration. I lost 120 pounds when I was 15 was when I started my journey, and you just obtained something that people can't even fathom. You have unlocked a gift. You are now capable of achieving anything you set your mind to for the rest of your life. And
definitely.
I don't know you personally, but I am so proud of you, so inspired by
thank
you.
You.
You're doing it for all the right reasons. You're absolutely incredible. And I know that your husband can wrap his arms around you comfortably now, but give yourself a hug because you're amazing. So
thank
keep
you
it up.
So much.
You're setting an example for your children too, and they're watching, and that's everything. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I really do appreciate all the kind words. I mean, just even the encouragement really pushes me to go because there's days where I don't want to get up and go to the gym.
Sure.
I don't want to get up and walk 3 to 4 miles in the morning. But with all the encouragement I get from not just my family, but my friends and now, and you know, through you guys, it really does go a long way. For sure.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, if she loses like 6 more pounds, Drew, you're not going to have any interest in her sexually anymore because she'll be under 200. So I hope she knows that's waiting for her.
I am not only into girls over 200 pounds, but I am not afraid of girls. Let me ask you this, since Seth brought up sex. Are there things that you and your husband can do now that you weren't able to do before?
Yes, definitely yes.
I won't ask what they are.
Just one.
All right, Seth wants to know what one of them might be.
I would definitely I would say missionary. I couldn't do that before. So
you couldn't do it where you were on the bottom and he was on the top.
Yeah, I couldn't. I wasn't comfortable. I mean, I had a pretty big stomach, and I wasn't comfortable with that. But now we're to the point where I'm like, all right, let's do this.
Yeah, daddy like. Hey, get more of those kids to chase around.
Oh my gosh.
Well, thank you again. It's
thank
so
you.
Flattering that you could have heard anything that I said and use that as inspiration. I know I'm doing it for the right reasons. I'm taking my son with me to the gym a couple of days a week, and we're doing it together. I think you're an amazing inspiration to a lot of people out there, and thank you for giving us any sort of credit. You're the one who deserves all the credit. You did the heavy lifting. But keep it up.
Thank you. I still have to give credit to everyone that's actually helped me. You were, you played a part in that. So that's why I wanted to message you and tell you that I do appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you.
You got to take her to the nude resort with you this weekend. Let her show off that new body.
Yeah, anytime you're ready. Anytime you're ready to go out to Caliente. All right. Well, you let me know when you are because there's a guest pass with your name on it, sweetheart.
It's ready for you.
So thank you so much and keep it up. All right.
Thank you. I promise. You guys have a great evening.
Oh, you do the same.
And that's What's Good with Garabo.
That's friggin' awesome, man. To be able to have that kind of impact on somebody's life.
And what is it that you said that got her motivated just to get out and move?
When I said how I wanted to get in shape so I could chase my son around, so like I could keep up with him. That resonated with her, you know?
You were never that big. Never big.
It's all relative. I felt like I was big for me. You know?
Well, now you got to chase him around in your car.
Oh. Terrifying. Kept the slow-mo.
Now, time to get to all the crap we didn't have time for. It's Run the Jewels on Drew Garabo Live.
So check this out. A dude is playing slots at the Hard Rock Casino, right? His name's Jan or Jan Flato. He lets his friend Marina Navarro push the button for him for good luck. She pushes the button for him. He wins $100,000 because she pushed the button and the Hard Rock saw that on the Eye in the Sky. They gave her the money. She did not give him one penny. And there's a brutal fight about it.
I never had such a big jackpot in my life.
He hit it, $100,000. Upstairs, the Eye in the Sky says she touched the button, so technically, we have to pay her.
Jan all of a sudden went ballistic. He started screaming in front of everybody.
I said, are you kidding me? I said, Marina, what are you doing? And she gets up and walks out.
That same night, he started sending me nasty text messages, threatening me.
It's getting ugly, but she's entitled to all of it, and he's entitled to none of it.
Were they dating?
No, they just went to the casino together.
Oh that's man. A date.
That's what I would look at it as. A dude was bitten by a 5.5-foot rattlesnake yesterday in Polk County. Happened on the River Ranch hunting grounds around 6:30 p.m. Someone shot this. This is so great. Somebody shot the snake in the midsection. A dude thought the snake was dead, so he picked it up, and the snake bit him on his hand. You have to be extremely careful with wildlife. Leave snake handling to the professionals or the, Pentecostals, said Battalion Chief Bobby Bone. Not that one. We know there are a lot of rattlesnakes in the River Ranch area, and this idiot picked up a snake not knowing it was dead and got bit.
The rattle, I mean, before you do anything, wouldn't you want to cut its head off?
I would think so.
I mean, if I had to pick up a snake, I'd probably cut its head off.
Yeah,
first.
I'd go out there with a machete.
Yeah, yeah. You only pick up a headless snake, and even then, I'd be afraid that it was going to bite me. An investigation led to Coastal Carolina University suspending their entire cheerleading team, wiping them from the school's athletic website, and preventing them from going to nationals. This investigation uncovered that several team members were involved in a prostitution ring. They were basically working as escorts, stripping at strip clubs, recruiting younger cheerleaders to join them, shunning and harassing young cheerleaders who didn't join them, and facilitating the rampant use of alcohol.
I thought they were all pretty much signed up on sugardaddy.com.
That's what it, but some of them, it was seekingarrangement.com.
Oh.
And some of them were doing even worse. Several team members were also working as strippers in a Myrtle Beach strip club. And a cheerleader sent a text message to her teammates urging them to delete the Seeking Arrangement app from their phones because they cold got busted. How great is that story?
I mean, this is why you have to pay college athletes and cheerleaders so they don't have to seek arrangements.
No doubt about it. And now Fox is finally going to investigate a sexual harassment claim against Bill O'Reilly long after they've already settled millions of dollars to women who he has allegedly sexual harassed. This guy has been exposed as some kind of dirtbag.
Well, he's not going to lose his job, is he?
Honestly, I could see it happening. I would not be at all surprised.
He would get picked up somewhere else?
For sure.
Okay.
Tim Tebow hit a home run.
Another home run.
Yep.
Minor league.
He still eats guacamole with a spoon, though.
Yeah, so he's a loser. Never forget.
There's still time to cut him.
And I guess there was a shooting today in San Bernardino, California. There was one yesterday. This dude opened up a fire at a Florida gym in Coral Gables. He was an employee who had just been terminated, 33 years old. Terminated due to workplace violence, escorted off the premises. Returned to the fitness center later armed with a gun, killed 35-year-old Janine Ackerman of Miami and 42-year-old Marios Cortiz of Miami Beach. Got to be real careful with those fired employees. And as we mentioned earlier in the show, Burger King now has a Fruit Loops milkshake. I don't think any of us are going to be trying that one.
Not necessary.
No, milkshakes, nope. Completely unnecessary.
I'd rather have a Whopper.
You and me both. You may ring them up now for Give Dick a Rest, 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
And now, SBK's final thought.
Today, one of our great Bone listeners informed us that he had a run-in with a colored person, but he failed to tell us what color that person was.
This has been Final Thoughts. by SBK.
That is all true. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Give Dick a rest. The portion of the show where you call and we put your phone calls live on the air begins right now. Hello, Give Dick a Rest. Go right ahead.
Muscovy duck tastes so good with duck sauce.
Oh, I miss our duck. What happened to the duck lady?
No. You know, we just got busy. Moved on to the next piece of content.
She's a vegan now.
Drew Garabo Live, go ahead.
Drew, it's Monday and I want to eat some dill pickle chips, buddy. L-O-D.
All right, go ahead. Drew Garabo Live, go ahead.
Hey, something funny, Drew.
Thanks for saying something funny, Mark. Drew Garabo Live, go ahead.
Yeah, man, let's go ahead and have a battle real quick.
Okay.
I'll go first.
All right.
All right, your turn.
Boom. Your turn.
That's some pretty sick moves. Pretty sick moves, dude.
Thanks, man. Drew Garabo Live, go ahead.
Everybody's talking about D's Nuts in Orlando. They have a new ride, and what a ride it is. Fly down the shaft of despair. Skip across the taint of distinction, then land on the pillowy scrotum of enchantment. Opens this weekend, and everyone's coming in Orlando.
Drew Garabo Live, go ahead.
Preston.
Hey, great show today.
Hey, thanks.
I especially enjoyed the Volvo segment. Ready to go, Russ. Dirty Jim, whoop ass, and sexy Savannah.
It's all kind of weird.
All right. Drew Garabo Live, go ahead.
I got what he was doing.
Yeah, me too.
I live for the carnival. I die for the carnival.
Whoop, whoop. Drew Garabo Live. Hello.
Hello, DD.
Extra D. Drew Garabo Live. Drew Garabo Live, go ahead.
Hi, I'm calling for Give These Nuts a Rest on your chin.
Hello, it's Give Dick a Rest.
It's your guy.
I'm at the warehouse here, just reminding you, do not horseplay in the hot tubs because you could get drowned in.
Drew Garabo Live, drowned.
I'll have a boar's head blazing buffalo chicken with low sodium provolone, please.
Dude, that guy's peeping at my Publix order because that's exactly what I got yesterday. Drew Garabo Live, go ahead. That's so weird.
Should have been gone long ago.
Drew Garabo Live, go ahead.
You know, to this day, I still hate Wheat Thins.
Give Dick a Rest. Go ahead.
Congratulations to Natasha. A very inspiring story. Keep up the good work, girl.
There you go. Drew Garabo Live. Go.
Really hate missing your show on Monday. Screws up my whole week. But hey, at least we got crowded wiener talk.
Drew Garabo Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, last weekend after you ate your tacos, did you pull a smell my finger joke at Caliente?
No. No, I didn't. Drew Garabo Live, go ahead.
Guess what I've got on my collar? Wrong, it's a cookie puss. Meow, meow.
Drew Garabo Live, go ahead.
So I'm going to go to the casino and start pushing buttons because it's not who puts the money in, it's who pushes the button. Are you kidding me?
That's what they say. Drew Garabo Live, go.
Don't.
Drew Garabo Live, go ahead.
Softly we whisper, what color's your dong? Super, 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 super dark.
All right, that's it. Let's get the hell out of here. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Micah Rotunda. Great to have you here for your first official Monday.
Oh, happy to be here.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to Soul Brother Kevin, kidney4kevin.com. Thank you, Seth. Thanks to Dennis and Bone TV.
Derek Brooks on the show this week.
Mr. Derek Brooks. Yeah. Thanks for listening. The Billy Madison Show is up next. Followed by the BDRS. Rise, Shine, Grind. Listen to our buddy Mike Calton tomorrow morning. Followed by, of course, Roger and JP. And we'll be back at 2 o'clock. And don't forget tonight, if you're reaching for a cold one, make sure you're reaching for the official beer of Drew Garabo. And that is Yuengling Beer. The oldest beer in America. Still family-owned and operated. In fact, to survive during Prohibition, Yuengling made ice cream and near beer just to survive and give people the taste of delicious Yuengling. You can grab yourself a Yuengling Lager, Yuengling Light, same full-bodied lager taste, but only 99 calories, and Yuengling India Pale Lager, only available in the winter and the spring. You'll find it at all Tampa Bay Hooters locations and bottles. Yuengling, with only 3 breweries, the original in Pottsville, Pennsylvania, Mills Creek, Pennsylvania, and the other ones right here in Tampa, where tours are available 6 days a week. Yuengling, the oldest beer in America and only available in 20 states. They're all east of the Mississippi River. You see me out somewhere? Be my pleasure to put an ice-cold Yuengling into your hands. It's It's my favorite beer and the only one you'll see me drinking around town. It's Yuengling. Enjoy one tonight. Bye-bye. And take care. Caramba.